Joining us this morning, Washington Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Okay, the 6th annual listening tour is in the books. So what can you tell us? What did you hear?
Well, it was terrific. You know, every year it does seem to get better in terms of people's participation and their interest and support. So I was very honored to visit different communities this year. We visited Cashmere, Leavenworth, a couple days in Wenatchee, and then also up in your neck of the woods in Chelan. And, for example, I had a good conversation with Superintendent Brad Wilson from the Lake Chelan School District, who I know you know well. Mm-hmm. And it was just really good to talk about a whole host of issues with all these different stakeholders. So it was really helpful. It's something that I've done every year now, at least for the last 6 years, getting ready for the upcoming legislative session. And some of the things that we hear, I have opportunities where I can help constituents. So I work with my staff and I do a series of follow-ups. So the listening tour week is very busy, but there's also a lot of work that transpires in the days following to follow up with people, answer questions, get back to them, get them in touch with state agencies and other things. Mm-hmm. And then this particular year, because of the major changes due to redistricting, I have another phase of the listening tour this year in mid-November in the new area of the district. So I'll be in North Bend and Carnation, Monroe, and some of the areas in King and Snohomish County that are in the new 12th district. So I'll be meeting with them another week in mid-November. So I have a little bit of recovery and then back at it in a month or so.
Let me ask you, Senator, of those areas that you just recently visited, those communities, was there a common thread or any one concern that all those communities shared with you?
Well, wildfire was a big concern. That was a common thread. But, you know, I have heard, and obviously that's kind of the issue of the day with what we're dealing with right now in the height of fire season. But, you know, it's interesting. You hear about healthcare issues, city issues, budget, finance, transportation. I had one gentleman from Leavenworth that built an accessory dwelling unit in the house, and he shares the property with his sister, and we had to work with the Department of Revenue to kind of sort some things out. So, and then with Superintendent Brad Wilson, I got a really good update on education issues facing the Lake Chelan School District. So much like most of my work in the legislature, actually, it was on a broad range of things. Mm-hmm. And that's why the listening tour is so helpful, because as a legislator, you can't be an expert in anything, really. There are so many things coming at you from all these different natural resource, other considerations. And so it's really helpful to connect with people who sort of are the experts and who do know. And then all of that, you know, I kind of take that back with me collectively as I head over to Olympia to kind of be prepared to do the best job I can to represent the people of the 12th district.
All right. So phase one of the listening tour in the books, phase two to come in November.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
All right. Now, we've heard talk about Regional Aquatic Center, and I think this is something that you've championed. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so it's something I've had some conversations with Mayor Koontz of Wenatchee and Mayor Crawford of East Wenatchee. The City of Wenatchee Pool that was originally built in 1965 is a 50-meter outdoor pool, and the whole facility is in need of significant multi-million dollars of repairs, and that's basically just to keep it operational. So I wonder if this is the time for our local leaders to think bigger and be collaborative. And if you combine the population, certainly of the greater Wenatchee area, but even the two county area, mm-hmm. we could support something substantial if we came together. And then no one local government is tasked with the responsibility of providing the service, and then people from across a river or another county come use it. So essentially have this equity thing where taxpayers are paying in one jurisdiction, but people from another jurisdiction are using the facility. So on something like this, if we can think of something regional, and I've had at least one large stakeholder meeting. We had folks from Chelan come down for that. Just trying to you know, have these discussions. I know you have the community center up there. I think it was the 7 Acres Foundation that participated in our discussion. A lot of the smaller outlying communities, they are also struggling with a pool. And I know the Chelan area hasn't had a pool, you know, for a long time or ever. And so obviously you're getting the chance to do that. But in operating the pool is a challenge. So one of the ideas I have is, and this is only if everybody wanted to, but forming what's called a regional aquatic district, and it might require some legislative authorization, but then the district board, you can collect the revenue from a modest sales tax that would be voter approved, but the regional aquatic district would operate the facilities and own the facilities and sort of relieve the city governments or local nonprofits of that responsibility. Everybody likes the pools and the aquatic facilities, but the operation and maintenance is a bit of a challenge. So maybe there are some ways that we could team up together and then sort of share services and sort of create efficiencies that ultimately prove better for the taxpayer. So I envision somewhat like a regional library district where you have a center piece facility and then satellite facilities in some of the outlying areas. If people wanted to, you could theoretically have a regional aquatic district where you have a major facility like in the Wenatchee Landing area of Douglas County, which is mostly regionally located. But then also you could maybe have these satellite facilities in some of the smaller areas too, and then share lifeguards and share staff and sort of realize some efficiencies there. So we're just kind of in the preliminary stages of the discussion. And I'm hoping to kind of see where it goes. And if local leaders want me to pursue legislation, I'm happy to do that. And if the Regional Port Authority wants to take over the project, I think it would be a good kind of fit for them, because I think children, families, and employers could really benefit from something like this. We can have senior water aerobics, community lap swim, you know, options for families and children. But also, I think there's a huge economic development piece, at least in this Wenatchee Landing area of Douglas County, because if this regional aquatic center, one of the facilities was located there, there's about 260 of additional acres of undeveloped property just right there in the Wenatchee Valley, and that could maybe bring people down from Chelan, but certainly from Waterville, Cashmere, and then as well as the greater Wenatchee Valley. So there's an economic development piece, a part of these discussions too, and it has to do with that whole nearly 300 acres of undeveloped property, which is kind of the last bit of undeveloped property of that size in the greater Wenatchee area.
Wow. Well, that and coupled with perhaps the community center at Lake Chelan's vision for a pool in this area, could really create a strong swimming program here in the region.
Yeah, that would be great. I know that the Lake Chelan Manson High Schools don't have a swimming program. Leavenworth has a really popular swimming program, but they're kind of maxed out. I mean, I think the reality is a lot of things are kind of maxed out, and in our region it continues to grow, and we do have a lot of bodies of water in our area, whether it's Lake Chelan or rivers and things. And so swimming and safety, I think people want to be outside, they want to enjoy the water, but there is a safety element, and kids need to have their swim lessons, and some of those facilities are booked solid, and parents get pretty stressed about that. So our region prides itself in outdoor recreation, Jeff, but honestly, I think most of it is kind of the focus on trails and things like that. I think some of the ball fields and some of the aquatic facilities are lacking. And if the city of Wenatchee pool that was built in 1965, where, you know, you go in there and it looks like a time warp because it was just the same when I was a kid. It was old when I was a kid, and I'm getting old, Jeff. But you go in there, but if that facility were to close, I think we could have potentially some sort of, you know, potentially an aquatic crisis down here in the Wenatchee area. And that's why I think thinking regionally, you know, would kind of be a good opportunity if local governments would want to partner. And again, it'd be a voter-approved option. So if voters didn't, I don't want to do anything unless the local leaders and the voters you know, want to do it. So these are all local options, and I think now is the time to think big and kind of be collaborative about some of these things. If anything, mm-hmm. what it could be down there is just an enclosed 50-meter pool, mm-hmm. And just that would be terrific. But there's also the opportunity for a splash pad and a children's pool and some of those things, too. So,
all right. Well, if you're just joining us, we're visiting with Senator Brad Hawkins this morning. All right, before we run out of time, Senator, I don't know if you've heard, but there's been conversation here in the Lake Chelan Valley, the city of Chelan taking a few steps to perhaps see if there's any feasibility in putting together a bypass to State Route 150 and creating a secondary route between Chelan and Manson. What are your thoughts on that? And if it is feasible, what sort of funding might be available for a project like that?
I think that'd be terrific. I know that your former KOZI colleague, Jerry Eisenhart, had mentioned that at one time, kind of put it out there as a challenge. And I'm really excited. I wasn't aware that the city of Chelan is kind of engaging in the feasibility aspect. I think it's very prudent to do that because sometimes these alternative routes, especially if there's property acquisitions and things, you know, take a lot of time to pull off. And the Chelan and Manson area continues to get really popular. At the time of SR State Route 150 was put in place, which is that 8-mile stretch runs east and west along Lake Chelan, as your listeners well know. You know, the Manson area has just really exploded with growth, too. So I think it's much needed. As far as funding, the state of Washington just approved a 16-year transportation investment package. So it would need to be something of that size, some large-scale funding effort in a state package. But it is a state route, and so it would deserve a state investment once the feasibility studies and everything get completed. But you go through that feasibility study, you go through the design, you kind of realize what's all necessary, and then you can look towards funding. It's probably years out, but I think it's prudent to start looking in that direction.
All right. And finally, we're just, 90-some days away from session, maybe 120 days, I guess, coming up. What are your thoughts as we start looking toward the next session?
Well, I'm already getting legislative requests, budget requests. Kind of part of the reason I do the listening tour in the fall is kind of prepare myself. I'll hear more in mid-November when I go over to the new portion of the district. But the legislators in Washington State meet annually every January, but we alternate between a longer session and a shorter session depending on when we're developing the state's two-year budgets. And we're in a budget development session this year, so it's going to be a 105-day legislative session running from January until about May. And we have all three budgets to approve, the transportation budget, the capital budget, and the operating budget for the next two-year period, as well as a host of other changes to laws and new laws that will be considered. So it's going to be big, and basically we have the fall, and we have elections. That could change some dynamics. Then we have the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and after that, it's go time. So it's going to be upon us really quickly, and I think we're going to be pretty consumed for several months over in Olympia. And if the economic situation nationwide affects our state revenues, which is still a little bit uncertain at this point, then the budgeting process could be much more difficult than it has in years past.
All right. Lots ahead for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Senator Brad Hawkins, thank you so much for joining us and making a community connection this morning. It's always a good, informative time.
Always great to be with you, Jeff. Thanks so much. You're so easy to talk to. I appreciate it.
We enjoy it. Thank you again. Again, Senator Brad Hawkins joining us for a community connection.